Mishnah Zayin, third and final story of Rabbi Gamliel, Uchshamis Tovi Avdoi. When Tovi, Rabbi Gamliel's servant, died, Tovi was a non-Jewish servant. When he died, Kibbel Olov Tanchumin, Rabbi Gamliel accepted comforting words over him. This is referring to a custom that after somebody buried his relative, when they were walking outside of the graveyard, so he would stand there, and all the people there would make rows of people, and they would come towards him and pass in front of him and say nice words of comfort. And that was in order to honor the person who had just died. So Rabbi Gamliel stood there and accepted people's comforting words over the death of Tovi, his non-Jewish slave. So Omru Tamidov, Rabbi Gamliel's student, said to him, Lulmad Ton Rabbeinu, did you not teach us Rabbeinu, our teacher? She'ei mekalun tanchumen al avodim, the one is not allowed to accept comfort over the death of slaves. One can't go through this whole process, because the whole point of this is to show honor to the person who had died, and slaves are usually not the most honorable of people. And even if they are, it's forbidden. Because if people see you giving so much honor to this person who had just died, they may think that the person who died, the slave, was actually Jewish. And then they'll think that the slave's children are also Jewish, and they'll allow the slave's children to marry a normal Jew, which of course is forbidden. And therefore, Rabbi Gamliel had said to his students that it's actually forbidden to go through this whole process of comforting for non-Jewish slaves. So they had a very valid question, and that is, what on earth are you, Rabbi Gamliel, doing, accepting these comforting words over your non-Jewish slave? Amalahem. Rabbi Gamliel replied to them, no. Ein Tovi Avdi Kish'ai Kol Avodim. Tovi, my servant, was not like any other slave. He was a very honorable person. In fact, he was a Talmud Chacham. Kosher Hoya, he was fit for this honor, and therefore I wanted to go through this process in order to give him this last honor, even though he is a slave, and even though he wasn't even related to him. Because usually you only go through this process if you're related to the person who died. Rabbi Gamliel wasn't even related to him. However, in order to give him this honor, he received the comfort and went through this whole process for the sake of Tovi's honor.